She identified my angel with knowing nothing else about me.
Dr. Pat Hopkins may have met her match.
She looks at me and she said, Joan of Arc? And I go, yeah. She said, Joan of Arc is here? And I went, well, yeah, she's my girl.
Welcome to The Genius of Wellness, a podcast brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare. Learn more at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. Dr. Pat faced not just her angel, but an angel intuitive, someone who can help access your deeper thoughts, heal the layers of mental scarring that could be holding you back, and maybe, just maybe, lead to miracles. Sounds far out? Well, sit back and hear where this conversation goes. Pat and Leslie, I'm not quite sure how to start this episode. We're going to bring Karen Paulino Carrere in immediately. She's an angel intuitive, a certified hypnotist, and a life coach in Greater Boston. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Do you get this all the time from people? They just wonder, who is this hypnotist and how's she going to help my health?
Yes, I do get that all the time, but I'm kind of used to it after 20 years.
Where does hypnosis and this other stuff fit into my health?
There's a mind-body connection and also an emotional body connection and a spiritual body connection. So if people are looking to achieve overall health and wellness, I mean, that's how I really started this journey, was because I went through cancer myself and I realized that it just was a very strong intuitive feeling that I needed to heal more than having my thyroid out and radiation therapy. I needed to figure out, why did I have cancer and how can I not recreate it again in my life, because my kids were 4 and 1. So I started on the journey, even before being certified in anything, researching the mind-body connection, because I knew that there was a reason why I had cancer at a young age of 34. And I wanted to heal on all levels. And we're a multidimensional being. We're not just a physical being. We have mind thoughts. We have emotions. We have a spirit. So when we start to awaken and heal all aspects of who we are, we can come to wholeness within ourselves. That's my belief.
You were guided to your first meditation class, and it was there that you experienced your first miracle. Why don't you describe it for us?
Well, I mean, I was going through the cancer, and I was very afraid. I had a lot of fear, and I saw a poster that said, find some peace, and I said, I certainly need some peace, but I had never done meditation. I didn't think I could meditate, and I went into the class, and I followed the instructions of the teacher, and she took us into a very relaxed state and had us journey in our mind to a garden to find some peace and answers. And she prompted that we should invite somebody to come sit with us. And I thought, who's going to sit with me with my eyes closed when I'm in this imaginary place? But all of a sudden, I felt somebody hold my hand, and I saw this bright light next to me. And at first, like any experience like that, we think we're making it up. It's our imagination. But when I did come out of the meditation, I didn't tell anyone what I experienced because I thought I was losing it. And I got in my car, and I had this feeling of peace from the top of my head to the tips of my toes that I had never experienced in my life. And I said, something happened there. And when I continued to go back to the meditation class, I finally got smart and asked, who is holding my hand? Who is this bright light? And I heard, I'm your guardian angel. This was in my thoughts. I'm your guardian angel. And I've always been with you, and I will always be with you. And you're going to be okay, but you need to go through this cancer. There's a reason and a purpose, and I'll be by your side as I always have been. And that was a miracle, but I didn't believe it until I had been cleared of the cancer about 6 or 7 months after, and I started to feel better. And this woman at the gym where I was teaching started to talk about a psychic, and all of a sudden it came out of my mouth, can I come? And I'd never been to any type of psychic. Actually, I was really scared to go sit with this psychic. And when I did, because my intuition, and that's what I teach people, is to really listen to that intuition and follow the intuition, because we're all intuitive beings, but we're just not listening or paying attention. And I followed that, and this woman, complete stranger, started to read me like a book, even knew at 34 years old that I had cancer. And she said I was going to be okay. And then she described my guardian angel, exactly how I'd seen my guardian angel for the past 6 months in my meditations or talking to her. And she told me things my guardian angel had told me in those mindful states. And I walked out of there just bawling my eyes out and thought, how could a complete stranger hear, see, and feel what I experienced these past 6 months? And then I thought, this has to be real. And that was really the beginning of my journey.
Karen, we will unpack all of that. It's very interesting, but I want to turn it to Pat and Leslie. You didn't really learn this in med school, did you?
No, but I must say, Leslie brought me to Karen's presence.
I gave you a gift certificate right. for your birthday.
Right, so she didn't know anything else.
I didn't even know if you would go.
I said, make sure she's open, because I can't do much if she's not open.
I just sent it.
Okay, so what was your apprehension, Leslie, of sending it?
I have a lot of training in Western medicine, and I have a lot of belief in Western medicine, and I think for some people you have to pick one or the other. But I've had my own powerful experiences, and I just felt like so many times I see patients, and one of the questions I ask them when they've had a long illness is, when did all this start? And so many times there was some real significant emotional trauma in their life. And I'm not saying that's just what caused the illness, but it probably contributed to it. And I can also see 20 years have gone by and they're crying in front of me and they haven't healed from it. So it made me begin to think about, to really heal someone on all levels, how do I do that? And that might not be my particular expertise, but that's why I partner with people like Karen who do have that expertise.
And you give the gift certificate to Pat.
I really didn't say anything. And we walked in and Karen looked at me. She goes, so you're an intuitive? And I went, yeah, kind of. And she went, wow.
She said you were an intuitive.
Yes, because I always say that's how I can figure out what people have. Like I have to walk out of the room and all of whom they are just settles in me like a Tetris game. I'll just open my eyes and there it is. I know what they have.
But while you're an intuitive, you're not an angel intuitive the way Karen is.
No, but she identified my angel with knowing nothing else about me.
Well, tell me about that. What happened? What was the process like?
So we were sitting there and she looks at me and she said, Joan of Arc? And I go, yeah. She said, this hasn't happened before, but Joan of Arc is here. And I went, well, yeah, she's my girl.
Did you know that?
Yes. I always used to say to my kids, you think this is tough when Joni and I were on the field. Now that's tough times.
but can I intervene here? Because I have been doing this for over 20 years and I've never, ever had Joan of Arc come into a reading. And I was like, this is a doctor. I can't tell her that Joan of Arc is here. I've never had Joan of Arc. And then what happens to me is my angelic communication will repeat the name Joan of Arc until I say it, so I can't listen to anything else and I have to trust to say it. So it was a pretty wild experience for me.
Oh my goodness.
It was really wild. And I had already planned to go to Rouen where Joan of Arc was burned at the stake. And then when I'm standing there where she died, I look at the date and she died the day I was born. We have the same
date.
Her death date is my birth date. You know, I think the stars all do line up.
Karen, what does this have to do with health?
Well, that's an aspect of my work. The work that I really would have done with some of Pat's clients is, I call it soul entrainment. And I use the technique of hypnosis. Really, hypnosis is nothing more than helping people get into a more relaxed state to get them out of the way. And then I work with the person's soul and they work with their soul to find out where the root causes of the physical, mental, emotional issues are going on. We are a soul in a human experience. And so our soul knows everything about us, past, present, and future. where we actually are a divine being in this costume or the suit of this body walking through this, but we have many experiences. And so by helping them get out of the way through hypnosis, going into a deeper state, and then helping them connect with their soul, I help them understand, and we find the answers that already are within them, but with my help, because people just can't trust what they're getting. And the soul leads them, that leads them to the physical healing or what they need to do to improve their lives, either emotionally, mentally. The soul will guide and give steps or recommendations for the person to do. So it's a very, very profound technique.
Karen, let's talk about those steps, because people can train themselves to be more sensitive to how they're feeling, right? We could go walk in nature and have a better feeling listening to our inner voice. We could turn off the car radio and listen to our inner self while we're driving. So you are helping people guide themselves to those more peaceful places to hear their inner voice?
Yes, yes. You know, I teach people you don't have to do it alone as well. Like Dr. Pat can have Joan of Arc as her guide, and then synchronicities, coincidences, miracles, like, you know, maybe that was the way Joan of Arc got to confirm to Dr. Pat, like, this is really me, because I'm going to give you the coincidence that you were born on the same day I died. So I combine both the mind, body, and spirit, and the emotional, physical, mental, spiritual aspects of who they are to help them journey to their own wholeness, because, you know, they have to do the work.
Hi, it's Ted, taking a second to remind you that The Genius of Wellness is your place for interesting podcasts, tips for healthy living, and doctors who provide a personalized approach to healthcare. You can find it all, plus schedule an appointment, at thegeniusofwellness.org. Now, back to our conversation. I would think that a lot of people come to you with negative voices and negative thoughts in their head.
Yes.
So how does hypnosis help shift from a negative thought to a positive reinforcement?
Great question. So when you do go into hypnosis, you go into the subconscious mind. Mind you, there's no control or anything. It's just through a very relaxed state, that door to the subconscious mind opens, where all those programs, all those beliefs, those messages from parents, school, you know, all the experiences lie. And when that door opens and you're in that altered state of hypnosis, you can give people suggestions. That it's just like working with a computer. You can delete programs, and then you can reprogram the mind. So when, you know, those, if they have thoughts of I'm unworthy, when you're in that deepened state, you can access the subconscious mind and give suggestions. You are worthy and deserving of better than you could ever imagine. You're worthy and deserving of health and happiness. And when you do that, those messages and those are literally programmed in, just like a computer. And then when they leave me, they act, feel, behave, and start to think upon those new suggestions versus the repetitive thoughts that were keeping them stuck or keeping them in a cycle or a pattern. So you start breaking the pattern so you can start having different experiences. You can start achieving wellness, goals, happiness, peace.
Karen, this could be awfully personal, but I'm going to put Leslie to the test. Has your life changed since having hypnosis with Karen?
I guess I don't think of it as having hypnosis. I think of it as doing guided meditation to understand more.
So I'm trying to put myself in the exam room with you guys, because I feel like even though you may not be speaking this way to a patient, it informs you. You are a much more rounded medical group, because this is an ingredient to who you are, who you've become over the years. Are you overt about it with patients?
Oh, I bring in my angel cards, quite honestly. And every once in a while, when people are really in crisis, and I'll say, well, let's see what the angels have to say. Didn't you read your horoscope every morning when you were a kid? Mm-hmm. Do you remember opening the newspaper? Like, what's my horoscope? Mm-hmm. And so this couple we're in, and the husband's is in a job crisis. So I bring in the cards, and I lay them out, and I say to him, and he's not my patient, his wife is. And I said, well, just, you know, pick three and we'll turn them over and see where your angels have led you. So he picked three cards and he flips them over. His face just dropped. It spoke to him. It was, financial times will change. Trust your inner soul. The next one was, doors will open. The future will be. I mean, they were so spot on. He took out his camera and he took the three pictures of the three cards and went home and was like, and he just looked at me and said, that was the most amazing thing I've ever gone through.
But he wasn't your patient.
No.
But the spouse's financial concerns and challenges was impacting the wife and the whole family. So again, you can't always separate these things out.
And Leslie, you're a nurse nutritionist. Does this come into your dialogue overtly when you're in the room with a client?
It's patient by patient. You make an assessment of if this something, you know, people are at different stages of readiness. And I find it's not uncommon for patients to begin to talk to me about what kind of support they need to achieve their health goals. And sometimes the nutrition and prescribing a diet and helping them choose supplements is the easy part. It's helping people do the deeper level of healing about, you know, why you wake up in the middle of the night constantly and you don't get a good night's sleep because you're thinking about something.
Karen, you met your guardian angel about 20 years ago. When's the last time she popped into your life?
Just this weekend. It's really an everyday experience for me, to tell you the truth. I mean, I invite my spiritual helpers into my everyday, and my life is kind of a walking prayer. So I feel like it's part of me. It's not something that is separate and I have to invite. But when I'm going through questioning or worry or answers, I immediately, that's exactly where I go, because it doesn't help any of us to worry. And when we go to prayer and we invite help and support, then we open up to the infinite universe that has infinite ways to support us. And I can let go then and not focus on worry and fear, but focus on prayer, faith, and trust. So it's part of my everyday life. Most people go to prayer when they're hurting or in fear or something is going on in their lives. But can you imagine if people invited it every day? It can help you in any and every aspect of your life. So they have to have a desire to open up.
Well, they always say what religion is in every foxhole, right? So don't wait till you're in the foxhole. You know, illness is being vulnerable. And I think when we talk about our toolbox that we talk about here within the practice at Hopkins Medical Group, the toolbox isn't, as Leslie said, just the diet advice or the supplements. It really is giving people the opportunity to meet our community of assistance, our communities of healers. And there are many ways to get healed.
Look at Leslie and Dr. Pat. It's just, I love just hearing them in this conversation. It's been joyful for me.
We can tell. It seems like this is a pathway to optimism and just a better, healthier way to live. Karen Polino Career, Angel Intuitive, Certified Hypnotist and Life Coach in Greater Boston. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Genius of Wellness. If you like our podcast, do us a favor, share it with your friends and family, and write a review on this podcast channel. It'll help more people find us. The Genius of Wellness is brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare. Learn more at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. See you next time.